Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called Are Peptides or SARMs Allowed for Competitive Athletes? Anti-Doping Rules. Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Let's cut straight to the chase. Every year, hundreds of athletes torch their careers by taking banned substances, often without even knowing it. Today, we're clearing up the confusion around peptides and SARMs in competitive sports. Here's the deal. Under current World Anti-Doping Agency regulations, all peptides and SARMs are completely prohibited. They fall under codes S1.2 and S2.1 of the WADA banned substances list. This includes popular compounds like MK677, RAD140, and BPC157. And here's the kicker. There are zero accepted therapeutic use exemptions for these substances. None. Nada. Now let's talk detection. Different compounds stay in your system for different lengths of time. Peptides typically show up in tests for 2 to 4 weeks after use. But SARMs? Those bad boys can be detected up to 12 months later. And they're testing both blood and urine these days, so there's nowhere to hide. So what can athletes actually use? There are plenty of approved protein supplements and registered nutritional products out there. Natural recovery methods, like proper sleep, nutrition, and periodization, are totally legal and effective. The key is sticking to products that have been cleared by anti-doping authorities. Let me share a real case that made headlines in 2021. A female Olympic sprinter tested positive for RAD140. The result? A 4-year competition ban and lost sponsorships worth over $2 million. Her career was effectively over at age 26. That's the reality of getting caught. Years of hard work gone in an instant. Here's what you need to know. Before taking any supplement, check the global DRO database. Get everything cleared in writing from your sports organization. The temporary gains aren't worth destroying your athletic career over. Look, I get it. The pressure to perform is intense, but there are legal ways to reach your peak. Do your research. Check every supplement. Stay informed. Your career depends on it. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.